Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always good to be with you. We have Bob Griswold on with us from Ready Made Resources, and got excellent background in terms of dealing with their countries, excellent background in terms of personal preparation, and he's proven to be a very popular guest on both our radio and our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And we're going to be talking about something very, very serious. And this is actually getting mainstream media attention, people. So this is anything that's out there and fear-mongering. I do not want to see any violence in this country. I do not want to see civil war. But we are absolutely on a civil war path, civil war paradigm, division of people, polarizing to the point of conflict. In fact, Bill Maher had a NYU professor on his show recently, and I caught clips of it, and this is exactly what he was talking about. But the thing is we're going to talk about things that he's forbidden to talk about on HBO. And we're going to get to Bob in just a second, but first we got to take care of some business. Number one of the topics we're going to talk about is the potential train strike on December 5th. We now have a firm date, and I don't know if the government's going to move it. I hope they step in and take over delivery and then come to a decent settlement with these workers, but who knows? And 62% of all food is sent by train. 62% of all agriculture. So this is a problem. 110 food processing plants are down. You get the idea. Food is a problem right now in the United States. So what should you do? Storable food. It's that simple. And you'll buy balanced storable food. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't buy in bulk from the store because you'll have an imbalance of diet. And I'm as serious. This is really important. Plus, you have variety in this food, and you won't get sick of eating it. 2,000 calories per day. You're not eating to lose weight when you're eating storable food. So, ladies and gentlemen, every reason is there. Plus, they've held the line on prices, and they're offering $250 off the three-month emergency kit. And I recommend you get one for every member of your family, because you don't know how far this is going to go, how long this is going to go. Go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Take care of your family today. And if you have food, you better have water filtration, particularly what we think. Everyone we have on here talks about grid down, grid down, grid down. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have grid down, you're scavenging water. Do you have a water filtration system that you trust? I think you need one for every member of your family here, too, because if you have to walk any distance, you'll be transporting water, and that'll be an issue for you. So have one for every member of your family, the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. The research says they're as good as it gets. They published their research at waterwithdave.com, and they, too, have a special. So you have the food, foodwithdave.com. You have the water, waterwithdave.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you have, Noble Gold. Do you think the economy's stable? Biden said, well, one day after the election, yeah, I guess the economy's not so hot and we're going to have problems. That was after they said they were setting records. Well, they are setting records the wrong direction.
They're lying.
Noble Gold they will diversify. They will transfer your soon-to-be IRA that's going to be worthless into a gold-backed IRA, and the banks can't take it. The Dodd-Frank bill of 2010, talked about it on TV the other night, says the banks can take your money at their discretion. And the federal court ruling in 2012 said the same thing. Don't give them that opportunity. Let Noble Gold help you diversify. Now, I'm required to say this. You wonder why FTX didn't have to say this, but past performance is no guarantee of future performance, and any investment carries an inherent risk. Okay, but we are above board, and we're saying this to you in the public interest. But I have been a customer of Noble Gold for 4 years, multiple times over, and they're one of the best, if not the best, organization I've ever worked with. 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, or you can have an information packet sent to you at goldbeforelate.com. That's goldbeforelate.com. Well, we have, as I said, Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources in the green room, and now he's ready to go, and we're going to be talking about a very serious topic. And I'm going to say this sincerely. If you have young people, and I'm talking teenage on down, I would advise you not necessarily to let them hear this. Not that we're going to be crazy and do first grade drag queen kind of stuff. We're not. We're going to give you fact-based information that points in a direction curve that this country is going. And I think kids should be able to live their life without having to look over their shoulder and leave it to us, the adults, to fix these problems. So if you have kids in the room, usher them away. Bob, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Really glad to always have you on.
Dave, I really don't know where to begin. I mean, you know me. I do like to talk, but I just don't know where to begin with this. But the Republicans have saved the nation. Oh yeah. Let's look at that. Let's look at that. You know, this hope that we have, and I think you know some window dressings may come out of it. Okay, but here it is. We now have a political party, the Republicans. First of all, Representative Hawley, Josh Hawley, just said the Republican Party is dead
Yes.
as we know it. So what is he telling you? He's telling you they're going to have to go woke. They're going to have to adopt more to what they lost to. What did they lose to? I mean, that's the only way. I mean, if people are voting for X and you're Y and you want to win, what do you have to do, Dave? You have to become more X, correct? I mean, is that simple logic or what?
Yeah,
Okay, so
absolutely.
yeah, I mean, it's not rocket scientists. It's 2 + 2 stuff, but even with Common Core, you know, we won't go into that. But so here we have supposedly the Savior Party that's going to save America, you know, and we're waiting for the second coming of Donald Trump. But they had just admitted they are going to have to go more woke. So if you think you're going to see any salvation in this party, I'm just telling you, you're not. And I hate to pop bubbles right now, probably get people mad at me right now, but you're going to see window dressing. I mean, you know, I think the whole 87,000 IRS agents was a ruse to begin with. I mean, we couldn't afford them. I mean, people wouldn't have tolerated it. You'd have had a civil war over just that if they'd done what they said they were going to do. The American, so now, you know, they just, you know, we're not going to fund that. So American people feel like, wow, we got to retrieve. But everything else in our country is coming apart.
Yeah, I want to comment on what you said about the Republican Party, because I've made this statement every time I get a chance to make this point, and you brought it up very eloquently. I'm going to make this point. Mitch McConnell, $25 million a year estimated from China, with his in-laws running the. I'm talking his in-laws, folks, run the six major ports in China. So that's why he's soft on Taiwan, soft on South Korea. He took $2.5 million from FTX. He refuses to give it back. He pulled funding from eight GOP races in the Senate. And he said, no, we're not supporting America First. And he and Chuck Schumer have come to an agreement, opposite political party, saying we need to rid the Senate of America First. And then you've got Speaker of the House, same deal.
Yep.
Say, okay. And you have Rona McDaniel, the head of the RNC, same deal. And right here in Maricopa County, Arizona, the people who cheated on the election by having gross incompetence stop Republican voters from voting by the tens of thousands, so much so that even the attorney generals had to get into it. The chairman of the Maricopa Supervisors, Bill Gates, not that Bill Gates, but this Bill Gates, and also too Stephen Reicher, the county clerk and recorder for Maricopa County, they give to a PAC designed to get rid of America First. They're Republicans, but they're getting rid of anyone who has an America First attitude, not even necessarily Trump. So, Bob, I wanted to reinforce what you were saying. The Republican Party's been taken over by the enemy, and I've made it a position. I'm giving no money to the Republican Party. I will donate to Herschel Walker. In fact, that's actually coming up here in the next 2 days. I am going to donate to Republican candidates that I believe in, but the Republican leadership, Bob, they'll never see another dime of mine until we see change in that leadership.
You know, McCarthy, he took FTX money to
Yes, he did.
specifically to destroy MAGA. I mean, what is McCarthy and that new? Oh gosh, I'm having the senator from Ohio, the new one. We got to
Oh,
kill
J.D.
the
Vance.
MAGA.
Yeah, J.D.
Yeah. We
Vance.
got to kill MAGA voters. I mean,
Yeah.
it's they're singing from the same sheet of music. They have to get rid of us because I mean, it goes. This is global. You go just to the new COP 27, where they're now pushing for a whole new set of religious. I mean, they get rid of the old Ten Commandments. We've got the new Ten Commandments now.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything, every paradigm that has brought stability and peace and normalcy to the lives of Americans and the world is being absolutely overturned. I mean, we see it in the whole thing of gender confusion. I mean, it's exponentially increasing now. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, it was maybe 1%. Now they're saying 20% of Generation Zs are saying they don't know what they are.
Well, when you're propagandized from a young age, what would you expect?
Well, of course. But so the whole old system is being turned over because they're bringing this great reset, and it's going to be a war on anyone. And this is where it's going to be a civil and a global war against anyone who holds to traditional values, with, I would say, Christians being the Bible believing Christians being the ones that take the brunt of this assault. Because I mean, there were Christians at this COP27 meeting at Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, and they were all working together with all the other faiths and all this to come up with this new global Ten Commandments. We're going to break the old ones. You know, the old Ten Commandments, just like Moses did, he smashed them. They're going to smash the old commandments because we need new rules to govern humanity. You know, Dave, thou shalt not kill, that's the old. Thou shalt not covet, that's the old.
These people, you better know, watch out, because they're breaking one commandment that God's not very forgiving on. Thou shalt have no other gods before thee. So,
and that's what they're doing. They're setting up the Antichrist rule. They're setting up this new, and that's their God. And so, you know, anyone who stands in their way is going to be, we find ourselves right now, we already find ourselves in a cultural civil war. I mean, every day, normalcy and the expression of normalcy, you know, I believe in marriage. I believe in, you know, men and women. I believe there are two sexes. I believe in capitalism. You know, it's just like it's this whole climate thing right now, Dave. This is the civil war of civil wars. These people could care less about the environment. They demonstrated it over and over again. They go into nations and they just pollute unbelievable. They fly their mega jets around to all these conferences that spew out tons of, you know, greenhouse gas. And, at the same time, they know. Anybody listening right now, look at anything around you, okay? I've got a cell phone, you know, all these different things around me, okay? Carpet, desk. Every bit of that was made with oil. The machines, okay? Everything is made by oil or coal or whatever. The electricity in your home, your cars, your steel, your ceramic
Your coffee mug. Your plastics, exactly.
Everything. So this has nothing to do with the climate. If they control energy is what God has given us in the modern world to make the modern world. You take that energy away, and what happens? The modern world ceases to exist, and you become, it turns into a feudal system again, where only the powerful have the controls of the land and basically the assets.
It's called feudalism. You said a term earlier, and I looked at our demographics and our numbers the other day. We're getting a lot of new listeners. And you said a phrase that a lot of us take for granted. Oh, we all know what that means. But realize that we may have a lot of first-time listeners, you know, tuning in, or maybe they've just heard a show or two. And you said the magic phrase, the Great Reset. Can you give us a brief synopsis of what you mean by that phrase?
Well, the Great Reset is where they basically, it's a communist movement, a global communist movement, where they want to take the ability, and this is my, let me finish making my argument, and it'll go to the Great Reset. So when they get rid of oil, they get rid of your ability to gain wealth. See, you look, Dave, oil and coal give me, Robert Griswold, give you, Dave Hodges, an ability unlike man has ever had for you to individually gain wealth. You use your gas in your car. You use electricity in your home to drive your computers. You have lighting. All this energy, all different sources, gives you the ability, like you and I have done. We have our businesses online, and we promote things online. Small business uses energy to create wealth, and that's what the engine of America is. Small business uses energy to create wealth. So they take that energy away. It is about impoverishing you. That's what it's 100% about. It's nothing about the environment. They've shown over and over and over again they could care less about the environment. I mean, these wars that they fight where they drop these bombs and depleted uranium and just they pollute the environment like you can't believe. And all the fighter planes and that spew out massive amounts of, you know, oil. So really, with mathematical proof, you can prove it. If they really cared about the environment, they could do so much that they don't do. In fact, they go just the opposite direction and exacerbate the very thing that they say they're against. So it's really hypocrisy on a demonic level. So the Great Reset is basically what they said: you will own nothing, and they do that by controlling energy. If they take your energy away from you and your ability to use that energy, my house is running on electricity right now. I don't have to go out and chop firewood to keep my home warm, which takes up so much of my time, because in that time I would normally use chopping firewood to keep my house warm, like they're having to do in Germany right now. Those people in Germany cannot have the what you would call the extra time where they can actually use it to endeavor to improve themselves. This is what the Great Reset seeks to do. It seeks basically a new feudal system, and I think it's
there
basically
that's key word,
the antichrist
feudal
system.
Feudalism is the key phrase right there.
So strip the energy away from modern society. Dave, I read a fact the other day, and they know this, first of all. You know, batteries, they don't ever need to be charged. They're just perpetual energy sources. No, they get their energy from coal. Do you know that joule for joule, electrical, you know, unit, gasoline is 5,000 times more efficient in making power than a battery is? I mean, I couldn't believe the research as I was doing it. 5,000 times more powerful. So batteries, I mean, it hasn't even evolved into the pre-embryo. I mean, the pre-single cell stage yet, and then gasoline, if you're using evolutionary terms, is a fully developed human being. I mean, that's the difference between it, and that's what they have to take away from you because, again, you gain wealth from it. You, using energy, have the ability to put extra money in your thing. You have the ability to store extra money. You have the ability to build generational wealth. All has to go away.
I have a question for you here, and I want to broaden the scope a little bit, but then I want to give a narrow focus to the World Economic Forum. And here you know of Noel Harari, the number one man in the WEF, the right-hand man to Klaus Schwab.
Kill them all.
And at the G20 conference, they gave the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab front and center stage. So this is not a conspiracy theory, people. This is something being embraced by world leaders. And Harari said from the World Economic Forum 2 months ago that we need to have a mass population life-ending event. And I know you know about this.
The vaccine's already doing it. I mean, just watch the movie.
All right, let me phrase the question. Because I want an all-encompassing answer here from you, because people that are not affected by one variable could be affected by another, and that's why I want to phrase the question this way. When he is talking about depopulation, and that's the phrase that accurately describes what he said as a representative of the G20 from the WEF, what does he mean when he says a population-ending event? You mentioned vaccines, but it doesn't stop there.
Yeah. Well, Alex Jones, I think, used the correct terminology decades ago when he called it the soft kill. Okay, you know, if you go Adolf Hitler on a population, or Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong on a population, especially an armed population, you know, they're not going to sit there and just voluntarily, after maybe, you know, a few by the narrative, we'll put relocating you to your new nice home. You know, where you could have gardens and all that, and people figured out real quick, that nice home is a gas chamber, you know? I don't want to go there. And you do that to people with guns, and they kind of fight back. So they are doing the soft kill, as Alex Jones called it. That is through medicine. I mean, we see it right now. I mean, I don't want to go into too much, but just look at the most common medicines people take, like cholesterol medicines, I'm going to pick that, or blood pressure medicines, all that. It lowers your fat content. Lowering your fat content, which your brain is 100%, basically 100% fat, and people want to know why there's this explosion in Alzheimer's diseases. And then you look at the children, the vaccines, that they're going through this regimen, ADHD, autism. We just see that. So that's a soft kill. The food industry, they've made normal food, organic spinach, potatoes, real meat. Dave, it wasn't until the advent of, vegetable oils in our society, Crisco type stuff, that in around 1900, that we saw this exponential and started increase in, degenerative diseases, heart attacks, cancers, all that. When people ate, and people that do eat high meat diets, high animal fat diets, don't experience that. Same thing with sugar. It basically, if you go into Europe in the 16th century where sugar was introduced, people pre-sugar didn't have the rate of tooth decay. Once sugar was introduced into that society, the rate of tooth decay just exponentially exploded.
It's more than that with sugar, because if you're treating cancer effectively and holistically, you are eliminating sugar from someone's diet. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention here, too, you kind of skimmed over vaccines. And this is not a conspiracy theory, but what happened?
Not anymore.
What happened 2.5 years ago in terms of introduction of mass health care? And it was vaccines.
Well,
and what are the life
insurance? They never forced you to get a vaccine, dude.
Bob, hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
What do the life insurance actuaries say? They say that right now in America, the death curve on a monthly basis has almost doubled, and it coincides with a 6-month delay of mass vaccinations. And listen, we gave vaccinations without even testing it on human beings. And when I taught research to graduate students working on their dissertations, we used medical modeling as here's how you do double-blind studies. And they violated almost every precept. If the FDA and the CDC were students in my research class, they wouldn't have got out of the midterm. And I'm being very serious.
Dave, let me put it in historical perspective. Okay, if Adolf Hitler had done this to his population, you'd be reading about it in history books today. That awful, horrible monster. He injected his whole population with unknown substances. I promise you, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, you name the tyrant. If they had done exactly what's been done to the American people, you'd be reading about it, in the history books of Germany, the history books of the former Soviet Union, Russia. You'd be reading about it. No, you wouldn't read about it in China yet. They'd still kill you if you printed something like that. But you'd be reading about it as history, especially, Germany, because basically that society's opened up enough that they would have exposed that what Hitler did if he'd given mass injections to people. Because the evidence is there. That's why I'm saying watch the movie, Sudden Death. You can watch it on YouTube. It shows just all over the planet right now, these foot-long blood clots and all these neurodegenerative diseases, skyrocketing cancers, everything from this vaccine. Now, you have to get to the point, Dave, in asking, was it ignorance or was it malfeasance? I mean, I don't see how anybody could do the ostrich thing anymore. Well, they didn't know any better. And like the Atlantic, we didn't know. We're just trying to do the best for people. You read the article in the Atlantic. Let's just forgive and forget. All the while, now they're even saying CDC came out and said, we never told you you couldn't take ivermectin. We never said that. They took doctors' licenses
they
away from them.
They criminalized it. They criminalized it.
Absolutely.
Listen,
you're being
desolate
right now.
Bob, I took ivermectin, okay, and I
so
got
did
it. I got it from a source, and at the time that I got it, they were putting doctors' license in jeopardy for prescribing it. And there's one guy, he's being sued. In fact, I'm actually interviewing him. This doctor, Neptune, he's being sued because he told people you need vitamin D to help. He didn't say it was a cure. He said to help in the fight against COVID. He said sunlight and artificial supplement with vitamin D is something that should be part of everyone's deal. So the FDA is suing him for $500 million for saying that. And now we know it's true. Now we know it's true.
And they're coming out, and now, and like I said, in articles like The Atlantic, and the government agencies are now coming out saying, Fauci said, we never closed any schools. We never forced schools to close.
22 months of closures. That's a lie.
I mean, well, of course it's a lie. That's all these people do. I mean, now, Dave, the new one is this. 3 to 4 days after FTX collapsed, okay, they were coming out saying there was no evidence whatsoever that FTX was used as a laundering, they laundered FTX money through Ukraine to go back to Democrats. Okay, this is an amazing piece of detective work, Dave, from the most incompetent people on the planet. In 3 days, they were able to dissect the whole FTX scandal, where all the money went, billions and billions and billions of dollars, how it disappeared, and determined none of it was laundered.
They gave nearly 30.
Can anybody really believe that?
Bob, they gave nearly $39 million to Democrats and Republican establishment
members.
Well,
the news media, everything.
Bob,
everybody got it.
I got a bombshell we're going to drop here. I had a TV interview air yesterday with someone, let's say, he's kind of like you, someone who was in the know and really has a handle on how things work, and he has experience at this level. And he brought documentation onto my TV show that clearly showed that not only did Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX defraud millions of investors to the benefit of the Democratic Party, but his mother is responsible for printing up 15 million ballots to be used in the 6 swing states midterm elections, and the proof is irrefutable. That's how bad this is. The goal of FTX in this cycle was to fund Democrats, establishment Republicans, to get rid of MAGA candidates, and to have illegal ballots submitted in the election.
Yeah, so, I mean, are we at civil war? You bet we are. You know, when Elon Musk did a poll whether he should let Donald Trump back online again, he did a poll, it was 51.89% said yes, that Donald Trump should have his right to free speech restored. But here's the thing, 48.2% said no. Half the country doesn't even believe in free speech anymore.
No, I know. I know.
I mean, that's sacrosanct. That's our the very bedrock of the American Republic is free speech. You know, not that we can cry fire in a theater, but that I can express my ideas and opinions, including the election's a fraud, which it is, without fear of retribution. And yet that's gone now. Half America believes that doesn't exist anymore in its form, that you should be able to restrict people's free speech. And as I go back to FTX, just ponder this just for a second, Dave. The greatest detective work in all of human history, with you know, multinational money going through all kinds of corporations and substructures from there, you know, political campaign, all of it, and a lot of it went into Ukraine. But we've determined in 3 days, none of it was laundered. MSNBC, CNN, all of them came out. You can go there and Google it. I did. All of them came out within days and made that great Dick Tracy piece of detective work that absolutely, no, absolutely
well,
not.
Bob, here's the criminality of it all, okay? They can say all the BS they want in the mainstream media because they work for the people who are the establishment. But let me just say this, okay? FTX defrauded millions of investors. There are civil lawsuits against people who popularized FTX. So what they're saying on its face is a lie because of the court actions. But number two, why haven't they extradited Sam Bankman-Fried and his idiot girlfriend, who wouldn't know the first thing about finance if it hit her in the face? Why haven't they extradited them?
She actually said, Dave, that you can use elementary school math to do this.
Well, they did.
Two blocks plus three blocks equals five blocks. You know,
she's a Valley girl from the 90s. I mean, when I heard her talk, I said, I thought it was hard listening to Joe Biden and Fetterman. She's right there with them, and she's only in her
20s. Well, she's channeling them. She's channeling them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, Dave, are we at civil war? Yes, and I will say this, I will go this far. Dave, what's the reason we're at civil war? It is because the church and good people say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes for evil to triumph is for good to do nothing. And, you know, to be silent, if you're silent in the face of evil, that is evil itself. And the churches in America are completely silent. They see this going on, and half of them now are just absolutely flipping to the other side. You know, basically, it was the same thing, too, with, you know, those percentages I gave you also, that more and more Americans now are switching over to the popular side, that we don't want to call them pedophiles anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
minor attracted persons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is the paradigm shift we see. And we've lost the country, in my opinion, okay? And this goes, we can save it, we can't save it. That's a paradigm shift right there, a divide, a watershed issue that sets two completely different goals in play. If we can save the country, yeah, let's get involved with politics and do this and all that. And believe me, I would have rather lived under Constantine than Caligula. I mean, I really, you know, Constantine was a sort of decent guy. I mean, and he allowed Christians the right to worship, or, you know, Caligula was having sex with his horse in front of people. He was. So I understand that. And as a Christian man, I'm going to do everything I can to, you know, keep a normal, peaceful society. That's what the Bible tells me to do, as much as is within me, to live at peace with all men. That's the command from the Lord to me, and that's what I will do. but on the other hand, as John MacArthur, and I agree with him, that if you know, when he talks about Romans 1, a society given over to evil, he goes, I used to wonder what that, John MacArthur said this, I used to wonder what that would look like. He goes, I don't have to wonder anymore. I see it every day when I turn the news or the paper or whatever. It's there right in front of me. And he goes, there is no coming back from it. And then we see this, like I said, the Republican Party is having to give up a lot of the values. That was very interesting.
Well, that was, and we had a little...
I just heard this scratching on the line, and then it went down.
Yeah, a little technical interference here, but we're back. Yeah. We're back. Anyway, Bob, let me tell you what we're hearing in the mainstream media. And you know, I don't need to qualify the statement. So anyway, here we go. I'm hearing the polarization exists that could lead to a broader conflict. That if we think crime is bad now, the polarization in this country will lead to exponential increase in civil unrest and violence. Now, this is what they're saying now. And then there's some who even go to a higher level, saying we're beginning to form sides for a civil war. But, Bob, let me tell you why I don't agree with that statement entirely. And you're saying, gee, Dave Hodges is soft-pedaling this? Yes. Here's why. When you had the Civil War in the 1860s, it was classic. You had political division. You had philosophical division. You even had some religious division based on human rights. Now, you also had military division. And I think that what we're going to see is civil unrest followed by a purge. But we won't see a real civil war because there's no military group standing with the people. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. That's why, Dave, I personally believe this is the rise of Antichrist Empire. And the Bible says that they will wander after the beast, the Antichrist, and they'll say no one can wage war against him. Because it's going to become a global power. And this is what like COP27 and the WEF and all these things are seeking to do. They were forming a global religion at COP27. This new global religion with all these religious leaders where they were worshiping Mother Gaia. You know, and you can go there and read it. That one of the Ten Commandments is just that. So they have this new religion being forced on us. They have a new economic system being forced on us where you will own nothing. And
well,
they have a new...
That conference where they're introducing these quasi-religious concepts, I would rename that conference. You know what I'd rename it to? 86 Jesus, because we can't fight against him and win.
Yeah.
86 Jesus. You know, that should be the name of that conference.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just full of God haters. And you know, and you look at these people, Dave, and it's just like, where do they get these people from? I mean, the Fettermans of the world. I mean, they're in power. It's like, what? You know? Like, oh my
Well,
gosh.
okay, first of all, they are getting cognitively impaired people to carry out their edicts. You just look at Kamala Harris talk. Look at Joe Biden with his dementia.
I'd rather not.
You look at Fetterman. You look at these people, and you're saying they don't care if they have to recruit blithering idiots to carry out their philosophy.
That's what they do. I mean, they are. I mean, you know, I don't rejoice that anybody has a medical issue like a stroke. Okay, I understand that, or dementia.
They don't belong in the Senate.
They don't belong there. That's yeah, exactly. They don't belong there. And when you put clowns, people who have lost, when people who have because of medical issues have lost all ability of cognitive thinking, they come off as clowns. You know, really. I mean, you know.
Yeah, who vote?
Whether I'm crapping my diaper.
Yeah.
Or I just drool coming out of my mouth.
Or you fall asleep at a world conference. Bob, here's the idea. It's not about the people. They don't even pretend that they have professionalism behind them. This is a raw power move against the American people to strip us of our energy.
The people of the world. Europe as well.
Yeah,
all
yeah,
of them.
I know.
They've already done it in South America and Africa.
I can't control the world. We can still have an effect on what happens here. So that's why I focus on America. But I agree, it's a global movement. But the reality, is this, is that these people who are in charge right now, the establishment, they are seeking to strip us of all resources so they can control us. They're stripping us of civil liberties. And if you don't go along with them, they're canceling your life professionally. Soon, I believe, there'll be a purge and they'll cancel you permanently.
Well, exactly, and that's why I said that's why they want to strip energy. You strip energy from somebody, and you really take them back 300 years, and they're living in a feudal system. You strip them of their energy. You know, it went from I had to hand plant my corn to I used an animal to plant corn till I used a machine to plant corn. Every step up that ladder, Dave, production dramatically increased. You know, for the amount of energy put into it, a gallon of gasoline, I don't know, maybe it's worth 100 people. So every step, an animal maybe worth 20 people. Every step up there, you dramatically increase productivity. Well, what they're wanting to do is taking that machine and take you all the way back to where you have to plant it in their ground. You know, and then you get to keep maybe a certain part of it, but they get the majority of it. Feudalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they want. But it's mathematically demonstrable. You can demonstrate it that energy via coal, oil, gas dramatically increases, first of all, the ability to keep an environment clean, the ability to keep people alive, the ability to have higher learning because not everybody's having to go dig ground and put corn seeds in because only in an energy system, only a few people need to do that. 3% can support 97% and in a system with high energy use. The other way around, 97% have to support 3%. It's dramatically returned, and that's what they want to return to, the 97% dig in the ground supporting the 3% of the elite, the oligarchs. This is what it is. It has nothing to do with the environment, nothing. Because in the former system, the environment suffers more. You can look at any impoverished nation, the environment is a catastrophe.
Yeah, have you heard about the UN ordering large nations to pay $2 trillion in reparations to small countries?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And that's for climate damage?
Who do you think will keep that money? Do you think those poor people ever see that money?
No, it's seed money for world government. That's my personal opinion.
They'll never see it. So, I mean, it's all a lie. And this is what it is. But so I talked about that the watershed, you know, where you have a divide where water goes one way and water goes another way. There's a divide there. So if it goes the way you can have a political solution, which I think there's minor political solutions, but even today, look at the Republican Party. Because the lawlessness abounds, they're going to have to occupy the next 2 years just doing investigations, exposing it. What are they going to do for governing? They don't have a plan for really governing. They have a plan for investigating. I mean, that's not what Congress is elected for. I didn't elect them to become, 100 Dick Tracys and trying to investigate everybody. So right now, Congress, the Republicans are admitting that we're going to donate Hunter Biden, and he needs to be exposed. He needs to go to prison, all that. I understand. But they're not coming up with ideas to run the country more effectively, to bring down the debt, to do all the stuff that needs to be done in our government. They'll be occupied with just exposing the crime. That's what it is. So governance really is taking a back seat to investigation. So that's why I think it's a lost cause. The other way, if the watershed goes the other way, and it is, as John MacArthur says, and I believe, that this republic is over and it's on its death threat. I mean, and there's a lot of people out there saying this. It's on its deathbed. You better get ready. I mean, I think I can make a mathematically certain article. Argument that that's the path that we're on right now. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't see the future. I do have a Bible, and it says a lot of things that we see. But if I'm right, Dave, and they plan on controlling food, what should you be doing? If they plan on controlling water, what should you be doing?
Water filtration and storable food, Bob. That's why we advertise
for it. If they plan on controlling energy, maybe you should look into getting some solar.
Yeah, exactly.
If they plan on letting criminals out of jail, I mean, that guy who attacked that homosexual club and shot those people, he was let out by a woke district attorney for a serious crime less than a year ago. And then he goes there and starts murdering people. I mean, so if they're going to do this, if they're going to unleash crime on us, which they've done and they're doing, you better get armed. You better get some night vision. You better network with good people and know how to communicate with them.
You know, it's funny. You're just repeating the themes that we've been talking about here. You know, this was the stuff of conspiracy talk 5 years ago. And you know what? You sit down in a restaurant, and I've had this happen so many times, or you're any public venue, you're hearing average, everyday people discuss these issues, and I'm thinking, my gosh, how far we've come. But here's what's missing. The awareness level is at the highest it's ever been for what's being done to society, but the action level remains at about the same level.
Dave, let me just say this. Okay, here's a profile. A profile of public thinking. I was at Rural King the other day. Now, Rural King is a really neat chain store, okay? I mean, if you love to go in, you know, anything, they have anything from tractors to guns to, you know, I just bought 20 chicks, little chicks there. They're out in my garage right now under heat lamps, you know. Anything. I mean, outdoor clothing, gun. I mean, just so Rural King's a neat store. It really is. It's a guy store, neat store. I went there Saturday to pick up some things that I needed, and the store was packed. And so I waited in line. I mean, the lines were like 20 shoppers long. Okay, at the checkout. And finally, when I got my time there, I said, "Man, there's a lot of Christmas shopping going on." Do you know what the lady said? She shows it's not Christmas shopping. People are worried. I mean, Dave, that's what she said.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of that, too.
And so people were stocking up on, you know, they were getting their extra chick feed and all these other things. They were buying warm clothing because, what have we got? I'm not going to have an energy this winter to keep you warm. that was just one profile of one person said that. So if like I said, the watershed goes the way I'm thinking it's going to go, you know, for this Christmas, these holidays, if you're buying big screen TVs and, you know, all kinds of neat stuff like that, if you got the money to do it, do it. But if you don't have food, water, guns, night vision, radio, stuff like that in your house, and you're buying things like that, that you might not even have the energy to run, I really think it's a shameful misappropriation of resources. And it might sound self-serving that I say that, and I understand it. I understand people might think that. But I can tell you, the people at Rural King, all those people, she knew what they were buying it for. She knew what they were buying for. And, you know, learn how to garden. You know, I do want to say this, and it's a thing. Night Vision Devices, a company we buy from, just came up with some refurbished night vision, Dave. Half the cost of a new unit. It's completely refurbished, factory refurbished by them. And we have a limited amount of those sets in stock. If anybody wants them, you know, they can call us and we can get one to them about half the cost. So
how long does it take to order now?
Oh, we no. These will be going out next week.
Okay.
So I mean, if people want it, I mean, it's $2,300 versus $4,000 price range. So it's about half the cost. And they're refurbished PBS 14 units. So just saying, you know, you think about it, and you know, we do have financing. I just wanted to say that.
In your estimation, why should the average person consider night vision?
I mean, I think it's common sense. It's like, why should the average person want to see?
Okay, let's say I'm being stupid. Why would you want night vision?
Yeah. Walk around with your eyes closed and then open them up and see the difference. Try to run down your driveway with your eyes closed, okay? That's probably not going to work out well. And then try to run down your driveway with your eyes open. That's what night vision does in the dark. You try to run through the woods in dark, and you're going to bump into trees, have limbs poke in the eye, and all kinds of things like that. Whereas if you have night vision, you can run through the woods. I mean, you can do it. It's there. You can see that clearly with it. So what happens when all these deviants and, you know, murderers and psychopath rapists, you know, start getting desperate and they come into your neighborhood, your home, because they don't have any food, and you can see them at night? That's what it's about. That's why night vision to me is on the same level of owning it as food and water, because you'll need to defend your food and water. And night vision gives you that extreme capability of doing it. And like I said, we only have a limited supply. I think we have 6 of those units, maybe 8, that they're going to offer us. And so they'll go quick. And you know, so you can pick one up for about $23.95. And we do have financing if people want it. I just wanted to say that. But when it goes this way, which I think we see, you know, Rome, Greece, Egypt, you know, you name the empire, went this way, and they didn't come back from it. They just went downhill. And we see, because of technology, there's an acceleration to it all, that it's happening at light speed right before us.
You know,
there's coming a time very quickly with the advent now, the digital dollar. They've actually rolled it out now.
New York Fed, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. You won't be able to buy this stuff.
Yeah.
You won't. They're going to restrict you buying it.
Well, Scotland is rolling it out. They say it's a beta test in 2023.
Yeah.
But here's the problem, Bob. It's not a beta test, because they're tying Social Security to it, healthcare, and the purchase of some pharmaceutical items. So when you look at that, you're saying, okay, they're incrementally bringing in the Chinese social credit system in combination with digital coin, because if you misbehave, they'll just pull your finance. And the New York Fed has now implementing digital currency in early 2023. Same thing, Bob.
So this is why, you know, when your cell phone goes down, you know, you're going to be able to communicate with your neighbors if you have radio. You know, you're going to be able to do the things that you'll need to do. And radio gives you the ability to orchestrate, to plan, and to network with other good people. Night vision, one night vision unit can protect an entire neighborhood. So, I mean, you could be the guy that's, or the gal that's real popular, because, you know, you can keep the bad guys out of your neighborhood. And so two of them are incredible when you have two people with it, and they can, you know, set up in a certain formation, and they can really protect well. But anyhow, this is the path I think history, this is the path I think the Bible teaches we are going. And I don't think there's a turning back from it. I don't. I mean, I think we might slow it down a bit. But just think of that, Dave. Think of that one thing. The Republican Party's mission right now is not legislative, it's investigative. So they're not going to be legislating. They're not going to be making your lives better. And they are actually saying we're going to have to become more woke, because the Republican Party, as you know it, is now dead. So we have to become more like X to get elected. All they're going to be doing is investigating.
No.
That's not what we vote people to go to Congress for. But they have to do it.
Do you think it's a distraction?
You have to do
it.
I think
it's a distraction. What do you think?
Of course it is. Rah, 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 championship wrestling. Look, my guy beat your guy up, and then they go have a beer together and laugh about us. I mean, you mentioned, you know, they all hang out together. Schumer, Republicans, all, you know, Mitch McConnell, they all hang out together, and they laugh at us. Nancy Pelosi made $400 million by insider trading.
Legal, I know, and people need to know. That's legal for members of Congress, but if you do it, you go to jail.
Prison. I mean, how did Barack Obama, I think he's worth $80 million now. How did, I mean, he makes $400,000 a year and I think $200,000 in retirement. He might, I don't know what he is, but it's $400,000 a year. How do you become $80 million wealthy?
Yeah, let me tell you a real quick Obama story. He has real, at least when he was president at the time of the Gulf oil spill, so-called oil spill, when he was president in 2010, he was involved in Vanguard 1 and 2, two investment firms. Now, listen to this. 19 nations of the world had banned Corexit as a treatment for the spilled oil. It simply submerged the oil into the water column, and all only thing that would grow would be algae. The environmental destruction was off the charts. So what did Vanguard 1 and 2 do in advance of the Gulf oil spill? They invested heavily in Corexit. And against an FDA ban and an EPA ban, Obama gave the go-ahead to use that chemical. And he profited personally from it in those two investment firms. That's how corrupt, well, that's how corrupt our government is. It's not just FTX. This goes way beyond FTX.
Well, Dave, that's the same thing they did. back when Vladimir Putin had not invaded Ukraine yet, but it looked like he had his armies amassed, all these, you know, oil haters, you know what they invested in, don't you?
Yeah,
oil.
I know.
I mean, they did it. It's a matter of record. They invested in oil because they knew as soon as, Putin went into Ukraine, it would disrupt world trade in oil, and oil prices would skyrocket. So there goes their care for the environment. They didn't care about the environment. They just wanted to pocket money. I mean, you know, AOC, she went into office, and we saw that guy, those guys screaming at her. You know, you keep funding the war in Ukraine. You said you were an outsider. You weren't going to fund this global war machine. And she gets in, exactly what she does. And she's becoming very, very wealthy. So this is the path this decaying empire is taking. Our military is corrupt beyond fixing. I mean, it's just absolutely corrupt.
Did you see where the Pentagon failed their fifth audit on where their money goes?
Yeah, and they just did an audit on the F-22, the F-35, the B-2, the B-52, and one other plane. They say they're completely not worthy for war fighting right now. I mean, I can send you the article. They said they weren't. General
I haven't
Office
seen
said
that
not,
article. Please send it over to me.
I'll send it to you, but they're not capable of fighting a war. And you know, the new aircraft carrier. It's what they said they could launch so many planes off of with that new electromagnetic launch system, and then they can't launch a fraction of what they said they could launch off of it. You know, that's why they had to retire the space shuttle program, because they thought they could get 100 launches a year, and they got down to about 5. And it just became financially unaffordable. And I'm afraid that's what we've woven into these new super machines we built, is they're unaffordable in maintaining them. Just sitting there, they require
maintenance. And we haven't updated our nuclear arsenal, our ICBMs, for 30 years. How many will fail on launch? No one knows.
Yeah.
No one knows.
And the most recent one, the Peacemaker, that's the most recent ICBM that was deployed. We retired that one. That's been retired.
Yeah.
A Peacemaker, 10 nuclear weapons on it. But yeah, that's been retired.
Bob, we've got just a couple of minutes left here, and you kind of already alluded to the business that you're in now, which is helping people plan and survive for what could be coming our way. That old saying about what's coming is no longer coming, it's already here. And so let's lead that into ready-made resources. Tell people about your endeavor.
Okay, well, I've been doing ready-made resources since 1995, and we started as a very small company, and because of energy, we have grown, and we have really a very large store that does a lot of preparation for people. Not only do we do just the selling of stuff, we also do consultations. We actually have training people. We have a medical course
How
coming up.
How much do you charge for your consultation if someone calls
nothing.
You and wants to
I mean,
ask
I'll,
you
people,
a question?
I'll talk to them.
That's unusual, Bob.
I'll talk
That's
to
unusual.
Them.
Most people are charging.
I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
But again, I won't mention those few PBS-14s that we have on sale. They're refurbished, so if you wanted one and couldn't afford it, this is the time to get one. There's a very limited supply of these, and you know, so we're going to be selling them. They can call me at 800-627-3809. I'll direct you on the website where it's at. But 800-627-3809, readymaderesources.com. You know, we also have a full line of communication equipment, solar equipment. So if you need to keep your machines running when they turn the electricity off because, you know, energy pollutes the planet, you know, when they, you can still make enough energy to keep your basic equipment running. We have just thousands of pieces of equipment, and people can call us, or they can visit us at our store in Tennessee.
Yeah, well, that'd be cool. I know someone that's been there. They love it. Bob, we are flat out of time, but I just want to say I totally agree with your premise. We are in Civil War footing, but I think it's going to not take a classic Civil War take, as we said. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard the warnings. I hope that you prepare, and don't forget, put Jesus at the center of your life. Thanks, Bob.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.